sí que me hubo feo. Incluso pensaba que familia.
Ves marunt. En jefes ni en Hebraim Shreis en Denigom que jef logis von ecto kata marcon agen evangelion daranus ma tinkere ye
stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher Saint Mark the Evangelist and the pure disciple. May his holy blessings be with us all. From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet, may his blessings be with us all. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord all the earth, sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey, and he preached, saying, There comes one after me who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. I indeed baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Okay, everyone, please come here and sit down. All the deacons, please. The deacons, go inside, go outside, sit down. Thank you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Please, both of you, come here. Yes, with your friends, please. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So, we are fasting, right? We are fasting during these days? Yes? So we are fasting. What fast we are fasting? Raise your hand if you want to answer that. What fast? Yes. Huh? The apostles. Perfect. Are we all fasting? Yeah? See. I'll tell you that. Why this fast especially is very important that we should fast. Why? Why we should fast especially for this fast too? Like all the fasts are very important. That's why we have to fast all. Yes, when the church is fasting, yes, we should fast. We follow the rules and we fast. But why we are fasting especially for this, for the apostle fast? This is very important. Yes.
Why we fast is because so like we can resist temptation.
Perfect. What else? Why we are fasting for the apostle fast, especially for the apostle. Okay, we know that we are fasting for the great Lent because Jesus Christ was fasting 40 days and 40 nights. So we understand this. When we fast in Advent, so prepare ourselves for Jesus Christ's birth. And in the 40 days, it's exactly like Saint Moses when he was on the mountain, he was fasting for 40 days. So, but now, why we are fasting for the apostle? What the reason of that? Why we are fasting, first of all, the question, why we are fasting, are we fasting, you know, there is 2 days in the week we should fast. Which days? Yes. Huh.
Friday and Wednesday?
Yes, exactly. Do you know why Friday and Wednesday? I can't like it. 7 days per week. So we are fasting 2 days. We should fast 2 days, Wednesday and Friday. Why we should fast Wednesday and Friday? Huh, yes.
Because Judas betrayed Jesus on Wednesday, and Jesus got crucified on Friday.
Yes, exactly. So we remember when Judas was, he betrayed Jesus Christ on Wednesday, and how he suffered, because he knows, you can imagine, he knows at that time that Judas, he went to the Jewish people, the Jewish people, and he said, like, I know, I'm betraying him, I will give it to you. And on Friday, he was crucified. We remember the day of crucifixion. That's why we should fast 2 days during the week. But the question, back to the main question, why we are fasting for the apostles. So we understand now. Wednesday, Friday, we know. The Advent fast, we know. For the Great Lent, we know. Well, like, why for the apostles? No one knows. We are all fasting. We don't know why we are fasting for the apostles, for during the apostles' fast.
Because the Holy Spirit went upon the apostles.
The Holy Spirit, yes. Yes, he came upon, like, yeah, all the apostles. But why we are fasting? They already took the Holy Spirit. Why we're fasting? I will tell you. To understand how this fast is very important for us. When the apostles and the disciples receive the Holy Spirit, they start what? They start to preach. They start to preach the word of God over the world. So they start to institute the churches every single way, everywhere. Everywhere they start to build the churches, to preach the Christianity. All the more, we are fasting all because we want to fast for the church. We are fasting for not only for us only, we are fasting for everyone inside the church. Now we are fasting for all the churches. We are fasting for all the deacons. We are fasting for all the servants. We are fasting for all the priests and the bishops and our patriarch. We are fasting and say thanks to the apostles who give us the word of God. If Jesus Christ only, he gave us the word of God, yes, but who preached? Who took all the word and preached it to everywhere? For example, we are from Egypt, the Coptic church. Who preached in Egypt? Huh? Who? Saint Mark. So Saint Mark, that's why we see Saint Mark, he went to Egypt and he gave us the word of God. That's why we are Christian. So we will celebrate the Apostle Feast when? You know when? When the Apostle Feast come this year? Usually. Okay. Usually. No one knows when the Apostle Feast should be on. Wow. Huh.
This year ends tomorrow.
Tomorrow, it's Friday? No, it's not Friday. Huh? The 12th of what? July, exactly. So usually the Feast of the Apostles on the 12th of July. And this year, 12th of July on Sunday. So I should see all of you on Sunday. During Sunday, it's a big feast for the apostles, and everyone should be. What is exactly the Feast of the Apostles? We are celebrating something specially. The martyrs of who? Who is this icon for? Who is this icon for? The girls. Now, like, I took all the answers from boys now. Like, well, girls, they're everyone like, oh my God, they're calm. You're not talking at all. Yeah, right? Yes. Huh. Yes, St. Peter and St. Paul. Yes. So we are celebrating the Apostles' Feast and the Feast of the Martyrdom of St. Peter and St. Paul. How many epistles St. Paul wrote? Wow. You have Bible study on Friday. This is what I know. Right? You are taking, you are in Bible study or during, like on Friday. How many epistles St. Paul wrote? Yes. 20? 14, and it's not 20. Like, sorry, I like 14. Shh. 14 epistles. How many epistles St. Peter wrote? Huh? Yes. How many epistles St. Peter wrote? Yes.
Two.
Exactly. Wow. Finally, I find someone like knows how many epistles. Okay, so St. Paul wrote 14 epistles. St. Peter wrote 2. I read today in the sitting chair, who was like, focus and read with me and follow on the screen. He was, we are celebrating today the martyrdom of who? I was reading in the sitting chair, and I feel that there is no one like, yeah, it goes to. No, today I didn't read it. Yes.
St. Jude.
Yes. St. Jude, he was one of the apostles or the disciples? It was written in the Sedexarian. I feel that you are sleeping all the like while I'm, what happened? Yes, huh? A disciple, one of the disciples. And he wrote any epistles or not? Huh? Yes? Yeah? No? Yes? Huh?
Do you know?
No, you don't know. Okay. He wrote an epistle? One. Exactly. He wrote one epistle. Perfect. Who wrote from the apostle or disciples another epistle? Huh. So we said Peter, he wrote 2. Yes. Paul, 13. Jude, 1. Who else? Yes.
James, how many epistles?
One epistle. James. Who else? Huh? I'm coming to you. Yes.
Jacob.
James, you mean, like James. Yes. You're right. But James. Huh? Who else? Huh? Paul? Peter, James, Jude, huh? John, exactly. How many epistles? How many epistles? 3, exactly. Perfect. I see the boys are very calm and they have a lot of knowledge now. Anyone else? He wrote any epistles? Huh? Do you know anyone else? Peter, Paul, John, James, Jude, who else? Anyone else? No, Mark, he wrote the gospel. We have 4 gospels. Who knows the gospels? The name of the gospels, huh? Yes, you know? Okay, I'm coming.
I know one who is Matthew.
Matthew, and you?
All of them? See one only.
See one. One only.
John.
John, perfect. One. Who else here? Huh. So Matthew, John. Who else? Like, huh? Luke, perfect. And there is one more here. Yes.
James.
No, James. He wrote an epistle. Yes.
Mark.
Exactly. So Matthew, Luke, Mark, and John. There's only 4. You're raising your hand. There's another gospel we have? I don't think so. There's only 4 gospel we have. Perfect. So we are celebrating the Apostle Feast on Sunday, this Sunday, the 12th of July. We start the liturgy by the Matin. And after that, there is a special liturgy, we know the liturgy of the water. So we pray in the water. How many times during the year, in the year, we are praying the liturgy of the water? How many times? What do you say? Huh? No. Huh. How many times?
Three.
Yes, three. The next question. When we are praying the liturgy of the water, in Arabic it's la'an, which is the liturgy of the water. When we are praying the liturgy of the water. So the liturgy of the water, which for sure we know, like this Sunday, we're praying on the liturgy of the water, la'an, which is like why? The apostle feast. We will say why. But there's two times we pray Good Friday. No.
Covenant Thursday?
Yes, Covenant Thursday. Why we are praying, why we're praying the liturgy of the water? Why we're praying the liturgy on the water on the Covenant Thursday. Yes.
The disciples' feet on Thursday.
Yes, exactly. So Jesus Christ, he washed the disciples' feet on the convent Thursday. When else we praying the liturgy of the water? Now the girls, you're pushing her and then push your hand out like, I don't know. Yes. I'm coming to you. I want to hear the voice killer on the microphone. Yes.
Epiphany.
Why? We are praying the liturgy of the water in the Epiphany.
That's when Jesus got baptized.
Yes. So exactly, Jesus Christ was baptized. Why we are praying the liturgy of the water on this Sunday during the Apostles' Feast? So we're praying the Matin, followed by the washing, should wash the feet, which is the liturgy of the water. And after that, the liturgy. Why we are praying the liturgy of the water on the apostle in the apostle's feast? It's easy. Okay. Because Jesus Christ, he washed the feet of the disciples and the apostles. So we remember the same and the apostle, which is a message to all the servants of the church to wash and to be humble and first, and to wash the feet of everyone. To remind us, we have to do the same. So we are washing, we should wash the feet of everyone of the church, but we're not doing that. We should do. But to remind us that we are servants, and everyone from you should be servant and help the other to be humble himself and serve the other. We have to remember that. So in the Feast of the Apostle, to remind us to help the others, to preach the Word of God, to wash the feet of everyone, to be humble. Who is going to attend the liturgy on Sunday? No one. No one will attend. Who will attend the liturgy on Sunday, the Feast of the Apostle? No one will attend? You're not attending the Feast of the Apostle too? Huh? Huh? Everyone should raise your hand. Like we should attend the Apostle Feast, the liturgy of the Apostle Feast. Yes, you're not attending too? Oh, yeah. So you know now how it's very, very important to fast the Apostles' fast and to attend the Apostles' Feast, which is the Feast of the Martyrdom of St. Peter, St. Paul. And we know from the New Testament, the Epistles and the Gospels too. Okay? So, see you on Sunday all. So we're going to stand up all together. The deacons who is serving inside, go inside. The deacon who are serving outside, stand here all together. So we stand up all together. We say all the first of all, the creed. The creed of the church, and we have said loud. Please, can you say in Sophia from inside? The deacon in Sophia, take the cross. I say in Sophia. Yeah, yalla habibi. Yes. We believe in one God. All together. All together. All together, habibi. We're saying it all together. Only I wanted to explain something. You know why I washed my hand now and I spread some water on you? Why? It's not for fun. Or for example, like you are so hot, so I spread some water on you. Why I did this? Do you know? First of all, I wash my hands because I will start now to hold the holy body. So And I'm saying to purify myself. I'm asking God to purify me, not only my hands, but all my body too. The second part, so when I spread the water on all the congregation, I say, I will give the communion to everyone now. But if you are not, you didn't confess and repent, I'm asking God to help everyone to confess and to repent. And I don't know who confess and repent. I can't take the sin on me now. So like I'm saying to God, God, I'm here for everyone to confess and to repent. So I'm saying everyone on himself now, who is coming now to take the communion without repenting, without confessing on himself, not on me now. So because I will start the liturgy. That's why it's very important to understand why we're doing this. That's why I wanted to explain this.